Let's do what we came here for.
For you, sir.
Who the hell would be here? Hello?
Senior Charlie Grimm will die after a prop malfunction during the high school's presentation of the gallows.
So, Cody, we saw a movie last night.
Do you use that phrase, a word, movie, lightly?
Now, people's wondering, like, oh, yeah, got that Minions that Cody and P1 experience. Nah, I saw Minions a while ago. I don't get screeners for a certain genre of films, and I'm starting to wonder why now. I'm really starting to wonder why.
You could invite me to see a midnight screening of Minions, but no.
Nah, you wouldn't want to saw that.
Take me to a fucking midnight showing of The Gallows. All the fucking movies.
You want to see Selfless?
The Gallows.
You want to go see Selfless?
I just want to start this review by saying, P1, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's all. I just want to say
you want to go see Selfless then?
No.
He's like, no. It's not better. What are you talking about, Cody? A sci-fi extravaganza with Ryan Reynolds, Ben Kingsley, body swapping? Like, come on.
How would you put me to enough fucking trauma by taking me to this goddamn movie?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. People, Selfless is a fucking... but anyway, you'll get to that review when you get to that. The Gallows, though, Cody, man. You know, it pondered me when we watched this teeny drama bullshit in this movie. And I had to look up these guys. I said, Who did this film? You know, we know Blumhouse did it, and you know Blumhouse is easily getting a reputation of one of the worst fucking studios. What do I mean easily getting? It easily has the reputation of one of the worst fucking studios. And the funny thing is, it's one of the newer studios too. I mean, what it's been around for what, 5 years now, maybe? Well, I guess since the first Paranormal Activity. I don't know. Shit. Whatever. It's a bullshit ass studio. Fuck that studio. I hate them. But these directors, Travis Clough and Chris Lofting, they look like fucking children. Literally look like fucking children. So easily we get this childish ass piece of shit right here. People, I'm gonna go on a rant of horror too. This genre actually has the audacity to label this as horror thriller. I label it as some old bullshit. Cause this has gotta be one of the stupidest fucking movies I've seen this year. I had to think about this on the drive home because I said, you know, I might see films worse, and probably already seen films worse than it, but I think this has to go on the top 10 worst of list just of the principle alone. Mm-hmm. And I say that, people, just for the simple fact that I had to point out so many times to Cody watching this movie, wow, this actually got to a theatrical release of motherfuckers pointing a camera at that goddamn shoe.
This movie was a fucking joke, top to bottom.
Pretty much like all horror.
My goodness. If people wonder why we hate this fucking genre so much. Oh, y'all don't get it. You guys are so like horror, man. You guys just don't get it. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. And now, Cody, I've been shitting on horror for the past 5 years now doing this. Do you see where I'm coming from now?
God, boy, do I ever. I'm sorry, people. Come to me and tell me to my face that horror is still fucking relevant after watching this shit. You're fucking delusional. I'm sorry.
This is probably the year you've seen the most horror films in theater. Oh,
yeah. Exactly, yeah, it really has.
And you've hated every one of them.
It has fucking one of them.
This is probably, my fifth horror movie this year so far? And I have yet to find a fucking horror movie where I say, where I don't roll my eyes and go, God damn it, shit. Shit. It baffles the fuck out of me that the camera angles in here is considered theatrical release quality. it baffled the fuck out of me when I saw shit pointing at the ground, looking at dark hallways, a green screen, looking at a fucking rope and shit. I'm like,
not only that, they actually had the audacity to believe that this fucking script was theater quality all these same actors.
The worst fucking, the most stereotypical cast of the fucking year. Oh, my God. Oh.
Acts were jocks, the cheerleaders were cheerleaders, the fucking nerds were like actual fucking nerds. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
One of the nerds was dressed up in all black. I think they qualified him as a goth nerd and just said, fuck it, there you go. We didn't have enough money to get a goth kid in here, so we just fucking labeled you in there. That shit was fucking, oh, my God. And then the movie gives you, what is it, three characters mainly. The fourth one, we talk shit about. It's a girl. And I always wondered, how the fuck did she get in that school? And I was like, she better not play a big part. They wouldn't do that. No, it's not going to go that route. It's just going to end with them all dying. And then, but no, they didn't have the balls to do that. They had the balls to do something else bigger. But, okay, so, let me give you a plot. Well, let me take that back. Let me not give you a plot. Let me give you some setup pieces here. Well, you know what? Let me take that back, too. It ain't no fucking... Because I remember telling Cody at the beginning of the film, what the fuck this got to do with the film? Watching them at a football game. What the fuck that got to do? What the hell did that have to do with anything? It had no sense. Okay, let me set up a piece. There you go. That sounds better.
Okay.
So, I be goddamn. I'm looking at IMDb right now. The first thing it says, 20 years later. How the fuck is this 20 years later? How the fuck is this 20 years like? These grown-ass men and women in high school dance, what you telling me? Fucking insulting. Anyway, so, in 1993, they pretty much had a play, a crappy-ass theatrical play in high school, and one of the kids mistakenly hung himself. I love it, because later in the movie, they try to put some mystery around this shit. I'm just like, nobody give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck about, my father was the one supposed to do, this nigga father was on screen for 2 seconds.
Not to mention, let's just figure out why the fuck that actual rope right there.
I asked you that twice in the theater. I said, you would think by now they would have had fake rope.
Decided to do it again. The same exact setup 20 years later.
So many fucking questions, Cody. So this kid hangs himself, and 20 years later, these motherfuckers are having a damn anniversary. These motherfuckers are having an anniversary, Cody. A fucking anniversary. You would think in a small little town like this, I can only imagine a small little town like this with these fucking white people in here. There was no niggas and Mexicans in this school at all, people. So that goes to show me this shit was probably shot somewhere near Nebraska. Which, by the way, one of the directors is from Nebraska. So they make, you're from Nebraska. I'm like, motherfucker, you probably from Ohio. So I don't get where your joke is coming from right now. It's not like you in any big city right now. So shut the fuck up. That kid got on my fucking nerves.
The first cameraman?
Yeah, what was it? Ryan Shoes?
Ryan, yeah.
Damn, they used their real names in this movie, too.
Yep, they did.
I'll be goddamn. Okay, whatever. So we got Ryan. Ryan, oh my God, dude. This dude would not shut the fuck. Talk about the biggest dick. Not even like a funny dick, neither. Just an annoying fucking piece of shit.
Fucking prick, that's it.
I remember when he was following, we have Pfeiffer in here, who's the drama queen. Not the drama queen, like, you know, like she's crying or whining all the time. I mean, drama queen as in, like, she loves this fucking theater shit. Drama nerd, if you will. The drama nerd here, he's following her around, he's calling her all kind of shit and saying, oh, it sucks anyway, whatever. And she's still going around with it and stuff like that, and this guy's still fucking talking, though. There's a moment where he pushes one of the nerds up against the door, and the camera just shaking, but I'm like, he ain't doing nothing to this kid, so what the fuck going on here? Like, it's supposed to be intimidating? What the
fuck? Is that relevant to that to the plot at all, Mr. Warren?
No, not a goddamn thing. You know what it is, Cody? It's to build character. But the thing is...
Oh, that's what that was. Okay.
But the thing is, it's like, you building this character to be a fucking dick, so it's like, yeah, I can't wait till he dies.
Yeah.
So, who am I rooting for here?
Goddamn person.
Okay, thank you. They have a anniversary of this fucking hanging by reinventing this gallows, right? And we got Reese Hauser in the film. Mr. fucking Hauser. Most bland motherfucker I've ever fucking seen. He's gonna be the lead male. How he got the part, I have no fucking idea. Everyone tells me he's fucking terrible, and yet he got this part somehow. I don't get that at all, actually. Like, even the teacher's like, just read your lines over. It's like, why the fuck did you give it to him then if you got such a problem with him? You dumbass. Anyway...
So he was an ex-football player, went here, and the only reason why he joined this play is because he didn't want to play football anymore for some fucking odd reason. And he's got that stereotypical dad, you should play football. I'm telling you now, this is for your own good. Ha ha, mystery in here. He was in theater, so ha ha, that was funny there. And plus, he's got a thing for this girl, Pfeiffer.
Yes.
And pretty much his friend, Ryan, convinces him that, look, you suck. That we need to just to sabotage this play because you're going to ruin Pfeiffer's night. Basically, we sabotage the play. You go to her, she'll cry. You go to her aiding arms, and she'll love you for being there for her on the most tragic night ever. That was the stupidest fucking thing I've ever fucking heard, to be honest. I was like, wow, that's a lot of details for a fucking idiot. And then what pisses me off is this motherfucker, Reese, follows him. I'm just like, really? I thought you were supposed to be the smart one here. That sounds like the stupidest fucking idea ever. So, not to mention, hold on, I forgot, Cody, the main plot of this movie. The reason why he got the idea from is because a door wouldn't close.
Oh,
I remember Cody.
His door.
This dude looked like Mark Wahlberg. Hey, bro. Hey, bro, come here. Hey, bro.
Bro, that's not the point, bro.
This door. Don't close, bro. What's going on here, bro? Like, I said, what?
Fucking kid. We look at it. That's like, what?
What? I have never seen no one get this excited over a goddamn door. That shit blew my fucking... Me and Cody stared at each other out of excitement. Like, why is this nigga excited about a door? He went on that door for about 5 minutes of the movie. You just like, okay, whatever, man. It's a fucking door. I mean, shit. Give me a fucking break, dude. Hey, bro. Door stays open. So you know what we can do? Sneak in at night. You would think, even with that door open, that if they locked it still, it wouldn't open. Because the lock can extend out to reach the lock hole. Does that not make sense, people? Does that not fucking make sense? Whatever, okay. But you know what it was, Cody? It's almost as if, like, the ghost of whatever the fuck that kid's name was, like, he left that door open for them.
Spooky.
Ooh, spooky, Cody. Ooh. So then they go to sabotage. Oh, and I forgot to mention this other bitch that's in the movie too. I should do it. Cassidy. She's the bitch cheerleader. Ryan is the asshole jock. Pfeiffer is the goody two shoes drama nerd. Reese is just the bland, boring. I want to be different. I don't want to be stereotyped as just a jock. You know, I have range. It's that, no the fuck you don't, because I saw that play, shit. You don't have no fucking range.
No fucking range at all.
You fake-ass Henry Cavill-looking motherfucker. You know it's bad when Henry Cavill did more in Man of Steel than your bland ass did in this fucking movie.
Shit.
That dude pissed me off. Okay, so... So they go to this school at night, and they try to sabotage play. I love it because they just kicking shit. I'm like, you know, they can just pick that up. I mean, what the fuck is that? How the fuck is this sabotage? Okay. they're kicking, Cody, they're kicking tree plants down. I'm like, you just pick that up easily. Just as easy as you kicked it, it could be just picked up. That's no big deal. And I'm sure when you, because they were going to take the stage down, I'm just like, they're going to see when they get there that, oh, you took the stage and we just put it back up. Because Cody... The play don't start till nighttime. They have all day to set this fucking stage back up. So I'm like...
They had all this shit on camera.
Oh my God, the biggest fucking instant. Not only that, before they even started the stage, Ryan decides to break into a locker, film the shit on camera, tell them, remember when I was going to get you back, you little nerd? Huh? And then we saw the first paranormal event here as the locker opened up. And closed when he closed his. Ooh.
Oh.
Who the fuck is this for? That's what I, you know, I can't remember what review it was, but I remember I asked you the question. I said, who the fuck still gets scared in horror movies today?
No idea.
Yeah, and I remember all the comments we had saying, yeah, we don't get scared. it's not scary no more. So, people in our theater was laughing at this shit.
Fucking laugh. I wasn't laughing. I was just like, what the fuck did I just watch?
That goes to show you how much of a fucking joke horror is. People was laughing at the moments that wasn't even funny. People was laughing at this shit.
laughing their ass off. So when shit starts to go crazy, they try to escape, and then they run into Pfeiffer. She somehow, I remember asking Cody, how the fuck did she get into school is what you want to know here. And then all hell breaks loose, and next you know, we find out Pfeiffer is some stupid-ass fucking M. Night Shyamalan twist or whatever. And we're, my father was, that makes no fucking sense at all. I'm still trying to baffle that.
We'll get into that.
How the fuck did he was a that child.
It makes no fucking sense.
He was a child, so did he impregnate the chick before
that would
he...
make her a fucking 19-year-old singer.
Man, hell to no. I love it. Because the funniest part here, one of the funny part is when we find out later in the film that that chick that showed up in the beginning of the film was the dude that killed himself girlfriend. And I forgot what she... Oh, yeah, she says, you never get over something like that. Me and Cody looked at her like, the way you look, bitch, yeah, we can tell. This bitch looked cracked out. I mean, her eyes was all black. She was streaming her hair. It looked like she had a doll in her hand. She was brushing that motherfucker. She's just like, you never get over things like that. She looked like, what's her name? Helen Bonham Carter from Harry Potter and shit. I was like, ugh. Yeah, exactly. And Helen Bonham Carter somehow managed to still look sexy in that role. This bitch would have just looked cracked out. Cody, I gotta say, fuck this movie.
This movie can go to hell. Go to hell.
Characters in here suck.
They weren't even characters.
They were stereotypes of characters.
They're just people saying things.
I gotta tell you, Ryan, man. Ryan was pushing the fucking button, man. He was pushing the fucking... He has to win the award as most annoying character in a fucking movie this year. That shit went above and beyond how they just amped up. You brought up a funny part in the movie, too, is when the bully... the nerd had did something to him. The camera sat down. He picks the camera up to go chase the motherfucker with.
Yeah.
Who the fuck would do that?
Why?
If you angry, your last reaction is not to pick something up, or unless it's a weapon that you're picking up. You don't pick up a fucking camera, girl. And, oh, not to mention, towards the end of the film, how many cameras did they pull out their ass? I remember looking at you and asking you, who the fuck filming right now?
All of them were the same quality, and whoever found this footage edited together nicely.
Which was the police station.
Yes.
Because at the beginning of the film, which I already told you, that this is an automatic fucker right here. When a horror movie starts off saying, these events really happened, I forgot what city it was, police department has the footage of this and will be shown right now, whatever. These events may have occurred. I'm just like, you know, it's a fucking already. You're already trying to sell me on some bullshit of like, this really happened. And it's like, no the fuck it didn't, shit. I think that's horror's biggest problem today. Not only is it found footage, but it's trying to convince you that it's real. Ooh, doesn't that put fear in you, Cody?
Fuck you.
No, because we know there's some bullshit. We grown-ass men and women here. Shit, we know there's some bullshit. You know what? I almost would accept the devil inside telling me to learn more, visit that. I would accept that now at this point, because at least that gave me something to do at the end of the fucking movie. At the end of this fucking movie... When that shit occurred, you had nothing to do but roll your eyes and laugh your and wonder what is going on right now.
Oh, man. Dude, tell me this wasn't the longest hour and 20 minutes probably of your entire lifetime.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. My
goodness, man. This shit just kept going on and on. It felt like we were just looking at fucking nothing. Walls, ceilings, chairs, doors, TVs. What the fuck?
You know, it's funny because all the horror movies you saw this year were an hour and 20 to 30 minutes.
I know, right? Yeah.
And yet they all felt like they could have been over 2 hours.
Yeah, I felt like I was watching the entire fucking Tolkien trilogy.
Man, you could have been watching goddamn Avengers 1 and 2 and you would have been like, damn, I never felt the length of those, but this one, like... And the reason why that these hour and 20 to 30 minute film horror movies drag on is because you're not watching shit. You're looking at, what are they doing this whole movie, Cody? Arguing, yelling at each other, bitching, or even the fucking girl, Cassidy. This is your fault, right? Bitch, you was the main one talking about, yeah, let's do it. Come on, let's go on. You giggling and shit, laughing, falling downstairs and shit. I'm trying to put this shit on me. Darth Vader has some huge emphasis, iconic moments in this film. That motherfucker was stomping his feet at one movie. He was like,
iconic. Inspiration.
Mind you, these motherfuckers was under the school or some shit like that. What part of the school was this, Cody?
Thank you.
I remember looking at this, and then they hear some static, and I love it because they're walking faster towards the static. I'm like, I can tell you this right now. P1 and Cody hear some shit when we in the theater, and we try to check out or find an exit, and we realize the door we came through and the front door ain't working. Fuck it. Sitting right there in them theater seats is going.
And by the way, did you notice, anyway, it was still staticky as shit, whatever, but you notice that old footage looked pretty goddamn clear for 1993?
Oh, my God. I love it because people, they tried to red-eye the video a little bit, whatever, and shit, and just like, that still looks pretty goddamn clear. On a VHS tape, too, at that. On technology that ain't in 2013 no more, so yeah. I love it because, what's his name? Okay, this is where it gets stupider now. Okay, so the photo of, they got a photo. Why the fuck is this photo still in the school, like, trophy section of the hallway or some shit like that? Whatever the fuck you want to call this. That photo of where this kid hung himself is still in there. I'm just like, I don't get why this is in here. I love that the fact that Reese has seen this photo his 4 years at this school, or however long he's been in here, because this nigga looked like he was 25. But yet he see a glimpse of this videotape and notices that's his father.
Yeah, it was like a minor fucking coincidence.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, he saw that video for a second before it went staticky, and he starts sweating, and he runs out of there and shit. And then I remember asking Cody, how the fuck did they get separated? The walk back to where they got to the hallway is literally just a straight line.
Literally.
It's a straight line down that hallway right there. Just straight line left right back into the school hallway. I don't see how you got separated, and how did Ryan ended up in the wardrobe section. There was even a part where he went under something and went into this. I'm like, I don't think that's an exit, bruh. Man, y'all asking for a ghost to fuck with y'all. You really are. Like, whether there's a ghost or not, you just asking to be fucked with. Are they not, Cody?
Seriously.
Pfeiffer would have got bored with our asses.
Oh, my God.
Or she would have got horny as fuck, because I would have been watching porn on my phone.
I would have set my ass on one of those seats in the theater.
And I would have just waited. I would have been like, well, school opens up in about, 5 hours. We can get the fuck up out of here then, whatever. Shit. Get some Z's up in here and shit. Oh, Z would have been perfect for this movie.
Boy, would he.
I love it because there's a lot of shots of the camera pointing down a hallway and the light is flickering. Usually in horror movies, they're supposed to do that cheap thing where something walks by. They didn't even do that in this film. They didn't even do that, Cody. They didn't even do that. They just show you the hallway, light flickering. And then it just turns the camera around, whatever. Just like, damn, what was the point of looking down that hallway for so long then? Shit.
Christ.
They do some of the stupidest, most baffling things in this fucking film. It's not even funny, Cody.
Yeah, all these fucking lingering shots, they pay off to fucking nothing.
Nothing. I love it because when he got his phone out of the locker too, he breaks that shit. Let me see your phone. Your phone's just ringing, bro. And you got the audacity to break it. What a dumbass. What a moron. What a... I like that never once none of them decided, let's go back to the theater room.
No.
Let's keep exploring the janitor section of the fucking school or some shit like that. It's like...
Fucking janitor section looks...
Okay, instead of going where the exits are, standing by the exit, let's go down to the basement part of the school. Okay, yeah, that makes perfect fucking sense. And then I remember the kid's name, Charlie. Charlie! Charlie, don't say Charlie. Don't say his name, Charlie. Charlie. Somebody gotta tell me, don't say his name once. I'd have been like, all right, well, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. Why the fuck would I say his name in the first fucking place? Charlie, who gives a fuck about Charlie? I'd have said that, seriously. Who gives a fuck about Charlie? Charlie would have been the most bored fucking ghost you've ever fucking seen, because he'd just been sitting back around talking about, y'all niggas gonna do something or what? I'd have told Cody, pass that bottle.
Exactly.
Pass that shit right now, whatever. These niggas was looking for problems. To say it once again, people, white people problems.
When you climb on a fucking ladder, saying the ghost's name in an angry manner, the fuck you expect is gonna happen? What do you think is gonna happen?
I love it because you hear the noises that's going on too, as he keeps saying it like it's getting closer to him, and yet he's still doing it. It's just like, and those people we're talking about, that was Ryan who's doing it, and he's like the most annoying fucking character. It's like, Ryan, shut the fuck up for one. Do you hear that right now? The louder you say his name, this noise gets louder, closer in our area, and yet you keep doing it. It's like you, and then he breaks his leg when he falls off, whatever, and then he dies, and you're just like, oh. And then I love it because it pisses me off more because the camera angles in here are fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. And it goes back to that thing where I was like, how many fucking cameras, and whose iPhone have a fucking green a flash on it? Why don't you just put up a regular fucking flashlight? These motherfuckers are using a phone that has a green screen adapter. I'm just like, who the fuck would do that? I love it because there was one moment where you see, you believe that Pfeiffer's holding the camera. And then when they go back to the door where they closed it in on Ryan, you see no one holding the camera. And you're just like, who the fuck was holding that then when they were walking towards the emergency kit, the first aid kit?
Thank you.
Someone, these police officers must have edited the fuck out of this video here. And then you see one camera die, but then there's another camera in front of Cassidy, who's just sitting in the corner crying. You would think by now they'd realize we shouldn't leave each other. Let's stop splitting up.
Thank you.
Because we saw what happened to Ryan when that happened. But yet old Cassidy, she want to sit here crying and shit. Yeah, I guess you could say, Cody, that was Pfeiffer's plan all along. Ooh.
All part of the plan.
And fuck that retarded looking bitch. Fuck that retarded looking bitch. Fuck her. Fuck her. The ending people, they pull a tear. It had to be, man, the biggest.
I think this is probably one of the worst endings I have seen in my lifetime. I shit you not.
It worse than when It Falls is held hands.
Yeah, this is actually worse than It Falls, I think.
I ain't gonna lie, all these horror movies for me now, they just blend in. Hey, you know what? You could edit all these movies in as one and just call it the ultimate film or whatever.
At least It Falls had that cool soundtrack. This had fucking nothing.
I'll give it that. Yes, it did. I don't remember that soundtrack because I hate that movie so much. I said, I hated that fucking ending too. Them niggas just held hands and walked off. I said, you gotta be fucking kidding. This is what's called a masterpiece? Okay, alright. Alright, people. Just shit. This ending here, people. Cody, go ahead and explain this. All right.
Okay, this is one of the... Okay, yeah. Tune in, people. Turn your headphones up.
The whole thing of movie spoilers here, people.
Yes.
Spoiling time.
Okay, so we get to just two people left. It's Reese and Pfeiffer. So they get to what is the main stage, and well, he actually found a way out, because that door that originally was locked is actually open now. He's home free, he can leave.
Okay, Cole, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
If Pfeiffer is involved in this, why does she have the door open for him?
I do not fucking know.
I am lost right there. It's like, did you want to let him go, or did you knew that he loved you and he'd come back for you? Ooh.
I do not.
This, that's bullshit.
y'all will get into that later. That's the whole entire plan why it's stupid. How you could have done it better. But anyway.
I'd have left your ass, Cody. No offense. And I told you, I expect you to do the same, nigga. If I saw you come back from out, I'd have been like, you ignorant nigga, you. People, let me make this clear. If any one of us is in this position and you are out the fucking door, leave.
I'm sorry, you're fucking dead. You're dead, man. I love you, man, but you're dead.
Yeah, I expect to be dead. You know what? No, I ain't gonna be dead. I'm gonna drag my ass. I ain't gonna sit there breathing that shit she doing now. Fuck that. I'm dragging my ass, Cody. Shit. I'd be like, you just continue to keep going. Just hold that door open, though, when I make it out this bitch. I'm making it, motherfucker. Yeah.
So he has a way out, but no, he has to go back because Pfeiffer is apparently in peril. She can't breathe. She's such a...
Darth Vader was there again.
Whatever. What the fuck is going on? So this is all taking place on the main stage. So he goes back to the main stage. Boom, the lights come on. And what happens then is the dumbest shit I have ever seen. They have to reenact their sequence from the fucking play in front of Charlie.
I love how you say they have to. It's like...
Yeah.
Oh, who the fuck told them they had to redo these lights?
I'm more insulted by the camera angle jumps to the fucking camera. To the front of the stage. I was like, oh wow, the police found this footage and answered it in. Okay.
Charlie is awesome. A creative motherfucker. Hey, police department probably lost some money, Cody. They was like, hey, we can put this in theaters, make some money off of this. This town is obsessed with this anyway. You know, we can do this, Cody.
Yeah, so they going about their lines, whatever. He walks up on top of the gallow, puts his head in the news, and she's like, no, 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 no. Then you see Charlie behind him.
Butt fuck him.
Yeah, basically, whatever.
And I saw him touching his ass. I was like, what the fuck?
Tightening the noose around him, and then finally hangs his ass. And what happens after that, the lights come on, and somebody starts clapping in the audience, and you figure out it's Charlie's girlfriend, the mysterious woman who keeps going to these plays. And then the more insulting fucking part,
this bitch bows.
Pfeiffer is their daughter, and they take a bow together. Wow.
Okay. First of all, I'm trying to get what was the motivation here? Okay. What was the point of killing these three? That's what I wonder. Like, what was so goddamn important that you had to kill these three? Like, I understand that his father was the one that's... Why don't you kill the father, then?
You know, better yet, if you want to put more insult to injury, why don't you kill him in front of an entire live audience?
I was just about to say, yeah. And then another thing insulting about this, too, is how did Pfeiffer and them know that they were going to break into the school?
No fucking clue.
Another thing, too, here is you got... Because I remember before we even knew that Pfeiffer was involved with this shit, we like, oh, shit, you gotta be kidding. Only the ghost shit happens at nighttime when someone just so happens to sneak in here or whatever. And the ghost don't want to fuck when there's a ton of people in there. Why not? I mean, the ghost is... He can kill anybody he wanted, but no, you know, he wait till nighttime. But then the more some part is, though, when you get to, like, Pfeiffer, she's like, oh, you know, I would come by and see you and stuff like that. And it's like, how did you know they were gonna break in tonight? For you to even execute this plan with your mother of what was going on. Like, this whole setup here makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, and another thing, obviously, according to the ending, the ghost is not just tied to that fucking school. He can go anywhere he wants, apparently.
Yeah.
So why the fuck did he take his revenge on the dad back in 93?
Why'd he wait 20 fucking years for this? 20 fucking years for this shit. 20 fucking years. And then they try to set up this whole dad premise with this dude, and you see this dad on fucking screen for fucking 3 seconds. He has one line, literally. And it's just like, oh, what are you doing with that? Or, no, he says, what is that? It's a camera. That's it. That's all you see of him. I'm just like, wow, you know what? This probably should have been the dad's movie.
Yeah.
Clearly, because maybe you should have made the dad a teacher. How about that? That something to give us something going here, because obviously this is about his dad. I never get where the dad is still alive, but I'm going to get revenge on the kid and his friends. Like, I don't get that. Like, because I'm going to tell you this right now. That dad probably was like, I'm still alive. Fuck it. You know what he's doing, Cody? He's fucking moonwalking saying, that ghost can't touch me. He's like, fuck you, Charlie. And you're right. Why not just get revenge when the play starts?
Thank you.
You got ghost powers? Ghost hang his ass when the play starts. There you go. Matter of fact, do it in front of his father.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Father gonna show up to the play. Do it in front of him. And then start wreaking. Matter of fact, lock them doors. Keep all those people in there. Take your revenge out. There you go. Bam, right there. What the fuck do you prove here? And then, not only that, but he's hiding the bodies, too. So it's like, what's your end game here? You just doing this for sick pleasure? It's like, because, like, the way you died was in front of an audience and shit like that. Like, and not to mention that the revenge here you got here is because, his father, I guess, called out on being the guy that was going to be hung. So Charlie had to replace him because Charlie was originally the executioner.
Right.
So they just switched positions, I guess. I'm like, really? That's why we coming back from the dead? Okay, I'm all right. All right. Okay, man. I mean, if anything, you need to be haunting the school district for using a real fucking rope. How about that?
Thank you. Those motherfuckers really need to haunt.
I can tell you this right now. People, rednecks, you know there's a redneck watching a movie. Where are them niggers at? There's
a great movie right here, Cody. We can hang us 20 niggas right now, you know what I'm saying? But the problem is with this, he needs, I can tell you this right now, because had it been black people in this school and they'd have saw that news, they'd have been like, I'm going to put this on the top of my head, but that's as far as it's going to go. This ain't going around my neck. I'd be like, is this real rope, sir?
Real fucking guy with real setup.
Nah, that's all right. And then you got an actual floor that drops, too. I'm like, yeah, you're trying to kill someone. Who? What is the point of having this drop in the middle where this rope at? I mean, I get the point when you put the rope around the neck. I don't need you to have an actual drop, too. I mean, because that drop opens up three times in the movie. You look at that and go like, wow, so someone actually built that.
Yeah.
They're looking for some authentication in this movie, Cody. Yes. They're looking for all that, man. They're just looking for that. And not to mention, Cody just set up an ending here. It don't end there, though. Don't end there. No.
Wait, one final scare.
Some reason the cops show up to Pfeiffer's house. Well, first of all, I didn't know who house it was, but then I thought it was the dad's house. And then it shows up Pfeiffer. I love it because the furniture in this motherfucker looks like it's still from 1993. I'm just like, I don't think they ever left the fucking 90s, Cody. I love it because Pfeiffer, this whole time in this movie, peachy and fine as ever, into the movie, faces all black and shit, paralyzed, can't move, just a damn demon or something. I'm just like, wow, so ghosts can have the demeanor to switch personalities too now.
Yes, sir.
They might as well just be invisible then, Cody. They can do so. This is like some Transformer shit where the Decepticons could turn into humans. It's like, if you can do that, then you, the war is over. You know, shit, you won. All you gotta do is mingle around with people, and you can just get them at their most quietest moments if you can do that. But no, you choose to look like you sick and decapitated and shit like that or whatever, and then you ain't gotta. These officers, I don't know why they go to this house. I have no fucking reason why they show up here. They just show up there, I guess, like Cody said, one last scare. Somebody's gotta show up in the house. And they start looking around, they start noticing shit on the walls. They got dolls being hung, and they've been planning this revenge for 20 years, Cody. Like, this plan has been set up for 20 years, Cody. 20
fucking years.
They waited for this kid to be the right age.
God.
He had to be the same age as his father, apparently. And then you see, I kid you not, they don't notice these two when they go into the room. They too busy looking at the wall and shit, but they turn around, one officer. And I love his reaction had me laughing his ass off. The mother that we see, which is the girlfriend of Charlie, or the wife, or whatever. I don't know how the fuck she got impregnated by Charlie. I really don't fucking know. But they had to been like fucking 17, 18, or whatever and shit. And this chick to be the age she is, but playing like she's 15 years old in this fucking movie. He turns around, and he nearly says, oh, shit, 619 right now. That motherfucker got his walkie quick. And she's just sitting there brushing her daughter's hair. They got the most stupidest look on their fucking face. He calls for his partner, and the partner has not the whole rope, but just the part that circles around his neck, and he just swings back into a wall. And then the cop turns around and looks back at the mother and the daughter, and or Pfeiffer and this ugly bitch. And you see that mask, the scarecrow mask, I guess, or whatever the fuck that's supposed to be. I don't know what the fuck that. I was waiting for this motherfucker. There's nothing to fear but fear itself. And then Pfeiffer tasers his ass in the eye, some shit like that. Best part of the Dark Knight trilogy ever is Scarecrow got tasered. I rewinded that part back in slow motion so many times. That shit was hilarious. There's nothing to fear but. That horse dragged his ass off. I was like, that's the funniest shit I've ever seen. Remember asking my brother, did he die from that? Dark Knight proved he didn't. But anyway, yeah, this movie's some bullshit. I don't know, what would you classify this at? Because this is not a movie, people. This
really not a movie.
This hard genre. You got to stop making this shit cheaper and cheaper. I'm sorry. I know people find that, oh, if you can do a film for cheap, that's impressive, whatever. Hard, that shit's not impressive. It's not impressive no more because you can tell sets look cheap. I mean, this movie, literally, the villain here was the rope. I kid you fucking not, people. Every fucking scene of them talking, there's a rope in the background.
And I ain't even talking about a rope just being hung. There's rope hanging across a fucking chair. There's rope hanging on the wall. There's a rope in the gallows area, whatever. There's just rope on the floor. There's rope everywhere. The rope is the biggest fucking mystery of this whole fucking movie. I don't think there's a ghost. I think the rope is possessed. The rope is possessed by a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, and he's looking to hang niggas, but he's so mad that this school is all white that he's just hanging anybody that's got a dark tan to him.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That's my movie. The rope is the twist.
Unintended.
Yeah, man. Okay. Acting sucked. Oh, you know, anything I've said about any other fucking horror movie, man, it's just.
It all applies here.
It all fucking applies here. Like, I literally just edit a clip out from a previous horror review and just paste it here, and you'd be like, wow, it's the same shit, because they do the same thing. I'm sorry, but cheap does not work for horror film. You need to put some fucking money into this shit, because it is so fucking noticeable.
Some money, some fucking effort, for God's sake. God damn.
Another thing, too. Get some actors. Real actors. Real fucking actors. I know they try to always get unknown actors because, like, we want to make you seem like it's... No, that shit don't work. That shit don't work. We already know this shit's bullshit. Somebody needs to write them a letter saying stop doing that, because we need people that can actually deliver dialogue. The dialogue delivery here was fucking terrible.
You know, the dialogue itself was terrible.
Holy fuck, yeah. That shit, fucking the delivery of it wasn't even any better. So I was like, well, shit. They always had one line and just stop and pause and look at each other.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the half of the film was just arguing and yelling at each other and shit. Shia LaBeouf should have been in here. I'm going to open that air. Do it! Just do it! Whatever. or when they was on stage repeating their lines from the play, whatever. You're gonna wake up, and you're gonna find that other people have surpassed you. Do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams. If you're in love with this girl, do it. Oh, man, they need to make Whiplash 2 with Shia LaBeouf.
They really do.
Yeah. Cuddy, this is a high triple fucking, man. This is a high old fucking. I'm literally serious about... I think that this might not be the worst movie I see this year, but I think that it should be number 10 on the worst of list, just out of principles of horror should not do this anymore. This is where it needs to stop.
Yeah. They need to put an end to this shit, man. They need to just wrap this shit up. Put it in an executioner chair, flip that fucking switch, let it die. Let it die. Stop it.
I even got to tell you, Sinister, which I didn't find that bad of a... It's not scary, but I thought at least it had actors in it that were, you know, Ethan Hawke and them, they're good and shit like that, whatever, and the story is easy to follow and shit. But that Sinister 2 trailer, I even said, that shit looks even cheaper now. And then I realized, oh, Blumhouse got a hold of it. Oh, fuck. It looks cheap as shit. I'm sorry, but when you bring these ghosts and demons that are supposed to be myths and mythologies and shit like that out in front of you now, they just look like bitches in drag. With a lot of goddamn makeup on, having a bad hair day. I'm sorry, but this shit looks terrible. Now, it's not scary. Well, Bagul is supposed to be this scary-looking entity, and you bring him out in real life now, and you look at him, you just go like, I'm not scared of that at all now. I was more, whatever fear I have of him was just the mythology of this is what he does when kids are around. I'm just like, that's cool right there. But now that you brought him out in the forefront, it's like, he looked like some tall drag queen Joanna man looking bitch or something like that. I mean, what the fuck? Did anybody ever think of punching these ghosts?
I don't know.
I would have punched that fucking execution. I would just been like, oh, it's a chick, dude. Oh, man. I mean, that's your first reaction. Somebody pop on and you're like, oh, shit. You hit his ass. It's just like, you don't run. But Cody, final thoughts, man. Cody, wrap it up.
Oh, man, what can I say about this film, man? Yeah, I really believe this is the longest hour and a half, what, 9 and a half, 80 minutes of my life.
Yeah.
My God, dude. The fucking camera lingers. This fucking negativity of this film lingers on my soul. The terrible acting, the non-script in this fucking movie, the fucking camera shots. Everything about this fucking movie, man. Every goddamn thing, dude. I forgot, it's not a fucking movie. I don't know what it is. It's not a fucking film. I don't know what to classify it as.
You know, I was telling you, I know why they don't have screeners for this no more, is because at the end of our movie, people were laughing. And people, they don't have screeners for horror films like this for adults and critics no more, is because there's a reason why now, is because directors or actors usually go to these screeners.
Yeah.
If they was to hear people laughing like this, they'd be embarrassed. So there's no, that's why they don't have them.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this movie was an automatic fuck it pretty much from the beginning. Pretty much when I hit the hour mark hit, I was like, I'm ready to leave. I'm fucking done.
But these events occurred, Cody.
Yeah, fuck that.
that was the first minute of the film, and I was like, "Yep, it's a fuck it." Yeah.
Yeah, it kept going on after that hour mark for another 20 minutes, and then that fucking ending came, man. And I shit you not, man. I'm thinking right now that I think that might be the worst ending I've ever seen.
Hey, what was worse? Because I thought you had a bigger reaction to this scene when it happened than the ending. But did you hate the ending more or the door scene? Which one did you find worse? Because your reaction to that door was priceless. It was just like...
See, the door scene, that caught me by surprise. That was like early in the film. So, you know, that's probably why I had that certain reaction. But once that ending came, I guess I was just so beaten by that point. I was like, what the fuck?
You forgot about that door. Hey, but you know what? I got, before you give your rating, I got some reviews here, man.
Okay,
this will enlighten you. Maybe it'll change your mind. Okay. From Movie Chambers, Paul Chambers... The Gallows earns its R rating with particular effective scenes of violence and suspense. If you like squirming in your seat and feeling on the edge, then it's just a ticket. Very, very scary. Fuck that guy. Rick Bentley, Fresno B. I know these guys. The combination of a solid story, good acting efforts from the young cast, and enough logical use of the handheld cameras helps The Gallows rise above the flat fodder that is often seen in this format. So this he's saying this is different from the usual found footage film. Ooh. And one more. Gary Goldstein, my man, from Los Angeles Times. Oh, Gary, I'm sorry. I got to put you on blast, Gary. Plot holes aside, the filmmakers provide enough well-timed jumps and energetic moments to keep the highly contained picture afloat.
Those must be the only three good reviews for it. That has to be right.
There's a couple. I see a ton. But I thought those three stood out the most. The main one that stood out to me the most was the Rick Bentley from Fresno B, where he says the combination of a solid story, good acting efforts, and logical use of... Where the fuck was this nigga at in that scene where those cameras just vanished and two popped up out of nowhere?
My goodness. What fucking movie did they watch?
Who paid them is what I want to know. Seriously, like, this should be universally hated. And to see some shit where he says a solid story, there was no story.
Fucking... Really?
There was no store. And then, people, how many times have we even brought up cameras as appearing? Good use of handheld cameras. Get the fuck up out of here now. Fuck up out of here.
Fuck that shit. Yeah, this movie's getting a mighty, mighty, mighty old fucking man. My goodness, man. This might be the worst movie I've seen this year. In theaters. Yeah, I said it. I fucking said it. Even more to get hard. I think it's more something to fucking get hard. Yeah, I said that.
Because this one insults a whole fucking genre.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I got one more. Matt Donato. We got this covered. Like a tightly fastened noose. Wow. He actually made a punchline with that. Wow.
Wow.
He must be racist. The Gallows is loaded with suffocating fear, but often thoughtless story. Suffocating. Okay.
Get the fuck out.
Suffocating fear. You got to be fucking kidding me. Suffocating fear. So, you know what, people? I guess the moral of me reading these reviews is some people still out there are some terrified pussies. And I just found four of them for you. Fuck this movie. And fuck every bland piece of shit that came along with it. And you know what? Not even general. Just fuck this genre now. Fuck it.
I can go fuck it, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck it.
What is happening? It's Charlie. He's real.